Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gents. Welcome to another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Knight Rider. Tonight's topic, GOP. It's all about the massive dark money co-opting the media. Let's get right to it, shall we? Well, if we learned anything at all from November 2014, it's that the Citizens United case in January of 2010, allowing for unlimited corporate political campaign donations and undisclosed at that, has definitely turned the political landscape of the United States of America on its head. The GOP, the party of absolutely no ideas, the party without any sense of humanity, the party that makes no pretense of wanting to govern, but merely lusting for power, is now aided and abetted by dark money, massive, massive, massive amounts of undisclosed private dark money from corporations, from the Koch brothers, from consortiums, from Sheldon Adelson, the billionaire casino owner in Las Vegas and Macau, China, and just on and on. They have unlimited sources of funds, and in turn, that unbelievable financial force can literally buy the entire media, from west to east, north to south. Their message and their message alone is virtually monopolizes any and all political discourse in this country. You're not going to find or listen to issues. You're not going to listen to issues that affect the common middle-class family, middle-class individuals, people are struggling to get into the middle class, and certainly not the lower class. You're going to be inundated with stories on Ebola, ISIS, Britney Spears, anything that's titillating, sports, scandal, but you're certainly not going to be brought up to speed by the inaction of the GOP in the House of Representatives and in the United States Senate, where over the last 4 years, little, if anything, has actually gotten off the ground, save for, and in this broadcaster's mind, albeit not everything we wanted, but Obamacare is truly historic. It did change the landscape. The first national health legislation passed in well over 50 years, and it was a Herculean effort to even do that. But short of that, little can be said on the part of the GOP in Congress, in the Senate and the House, in the way of any active role or participation they have exercised or demonstrated to show that they are truly interested in legislating. They have one interest and one interest only, to protect their buddies and to hang on to the power. Nothing more, nothing less, just the power of the job, of the position, and to continue to rake in campaign funds from lobbyists, from corporate money, undisclosed, private groups, private donors, billionaires, anything to stay on the job and be at the beck and the call of their corporate paymasters. It is truly the age of dark money buying everything. The media is the message. Marshall McLuhan in 1964, the media is the message. Well, the Republicans have pretty well taken over media. They are the message. They are the black hole of the message industry. There is no light. There is no enlightenment. It is all sucked into that black vortex, the Republican sound machine. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the daunting task ahead. The only way to break out of that is simply you're going to have to show up and simply physically vote, vote by mail, vote absentee, but you simply have the one power that we still have, and the only power worth anything. It's the most powerful weapon we have at our disposal, but it's going to have to be exercised. Nature abhors a vacuum, and I'm afraid the young people in 2012, they showed a slight increase in participation, close to 15% to 20%. It backslid in 2014 to 10% and 11%. You're going to have to vote. Anyone who has any interest at all in seeing a society, a country that actually breaks the shackles of the 1%, and make no mistake, this country is run hook, line, and sinker by the top 1%. They have everybody else stepping and fetching like puppets. The only thing at our disposal is to get your ass to the polls or to vote by some other means, but vote. There's no excuse. And the merely giving lip service to the right, saying, I have the right not to vote, that is not much of a right. That is an empty, futile gesture. If you allow something to happen, then you are accomplice, an active accomplice. Passivity has little or no role in a democracy. One has to take an active role, not a passive. So vote or don't complain. If you don't vote, you're looking at Armageddon, the Republicans. The corporate money is so overwhelming. We do not really have a democracy. We do have a plutocracy and an oligarchy. One man, one vote. I don't know what else lays on the horizon, but without some impetus on the part of the average individual, you get what you deserve. It's up to you. I vote. There is no excuses at all for not voting, whether you like something or not. Some of the time, it's just best to call it a day and say, I'll take the lesser of the two evils. And there is no doubt in my mind, anything remotely that smacks of Republican GOP, they are pure evil. They are unabashedly evil, and they proclaim it like the KKK. They make no bones about it. This is not your father or your grandfather's GOP. Certainly not Dwight D. Eisenhower's GOP. In his letter of November the 8th, 1954, to his brother Edgar, he said, those who would want to abolish Social Security, unemployment insurance, labor laws, and farm programs, they are far and few between, and they are stupid. Those are his words in his letter to Brother Edgar. He is far and away the only true Republican in recent memory. Everything since 1960 has been a complete bastardization of that party. I don't see how what props it up, save or short of massive dark money. And dark money rules the day unless we as individuals get our collective arses to the polls. I'm a broken record. There's no substitute for voting. It's the only game in town. Everything else is suicide. That's it for the broadcast tonight. Sorry to be Debbie Downer, but I think I speak the truth. I speak truth to power. And I don't think I'm going to get a lot of arguments of anyone who has any inkling or familiarity with political science or history or American politics that would disagree with that. So, sorry it's not sugar-coated, but that's the way it is. This is the Knight Rider rounding third, heading for home. Thanks for listening. And remember, stay well, keep it lit. And remember, we ride, but you decide.